traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
When we were younger, Jake told me he wanted to be a villain in movies. He said, I think I have a good villain laugh. And he just made the movie his life. Breaking news. We wrapped up the podcast. It was all said and done. And then we go scroll on Instagram, as we do, because we're social media addicts. And my brother has put out quite the message. What the fuck is that? To Conor McGregor. Look at this. Look at this. I can't believe this.
What the fuck is up, you Irish? Good morning, Conor McGregor. I know you're probably beating up old dudes in a bar right now, or maybe you're fucking off because you're sick of fucking your wife. I mean, she's a 4, Conor. You could do a lot better, but happy Monday.
Oh my God.
Team sent you a $50 million offer this morning. $50 million cash, proof of funds, the biggest fight offer you've ever been offered, but you're scared to fight me, Conor. You're ducking me because you don't want to lose to a fucking YouTuber. You're 0-1 as a boxer. I'm 2-0 as a boxer. I just came off the 8th biggest pay-per-view event in history. But you want to fight Dustin Prober, who has less followers on Instagram than my fucking dog.
Oh, no.
That's a fact. And Dana White, you're a fucking pussy too, you ugly fucking bald bitch. You said there's 0% chance of this fight happening, but there's 0% chance of you getting some fucking pussy. Conor, you're scared. Dana, you're scared. Sign the fucking contract, you idiots. Jesus fucking Christ. Irish bitch.
There's no going back
from that. What just happened?
We had to talk. We have to talk about this.
Is he on drugs? Do you think? Is he on like heavy fucking drugs or something like that?
This one's tough.
Somebody said to this, I don't mean this figuratively. I mean it literally. You're going to step in the ring or octagon with someone who can really do you harm and you will be carried out in a hearse. Get mental help. You are picking a fight with the best striker MMA has ever seen. Get help. What the fuck was he? Those were not like empty like YouTuber things. Those were horrific fucking.
He said his wife's a 4.
He's only following his wife on Instagram.
He's only following Conor McGregor's wife.
What the poor girl? What does she do? Why'd you bring her mouth?
Here's the thing.
And he said good morning too.
Happy Monday.
That was nice.
Here's the thing. It's always tough when you see people wading into waters that they don't understand. Like we've seen Conor in public. Like, Conor will kill you. Conor will kill you, bro. Like, he's a fucking psychopath. He has no problem doing severe. Bro, let's put it this way. No matter what Jake did to Nate Robinson or to Deji, Conor McGregor is a trained murderer. A trained killer. Like, imagine if Jake all of a sudden randomly saw Conor McGregor in the next week. Jake's life would cease to exist. There would be nothing he could do. He would be broken in half.
You think he'd kill him?
He would kill him.
You don't think he'd send his goons first?
Does he have goons?
I think these are his goons.
But bro,
I don't think his goons are quite as scary as he is, though. But I don't know.
The Irish goons.
Oh, like the real ones over in Ireland?
I hope they don't send goons and confuse me and Jake. And then I'm getting fucking gang stomped by some Irish goons that McGregor sent. Dude, I'm looking at the contract here. Jake Paul has acquired a backing for this event who is willing to guarantee a purse of $50 million for Conor McGregor to participate in the event. Holy shit. If that's true,
then
what
Conor,
you just
yeah.
said, why not?
Yeah, Conor.
Why would he not go in there and fight Jake? This concerns me. I don't think he's the one. That's a hard stop. Yeah, I don't think Conor McGregor's the one.
And it's funny coming from me, right?
Who's fighting Floyd Mayweather? Like, I get it. Like fighting some top tier, high caliber fucking athletes.
You're coming at it with respect, though.
And humility. At least a decent amount. Bro.
Yeah, yeah. But like, I understand Floyd beat Conor Floyd's older. He's not old. He's older, right? He's 43.
Yeah.
He hasn't boxed in a while. Conor's active. He's active.
Hey, man. He still beat up Conor.
I totally hear you. I just, I don't know. Something seems a little safer for me. Maybe I'm just totally wrong.
Hey, denial.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, you have a big fucking warrant. I wouldn't water it down the way you're going about it.
I wouldn't want either of them, but I think.
Yeah, I guess we're just fucking lunatics. But this post is getting mad engagement. A lot of comments.
What do you think it was? The fact that he said, hey, cunt, or he went after his wife?
What a fucking lunatic. I can't believe it.
When we were younger, Jake told me he wanted to be a villain in movies. He said, I think I have a good villain laugh. Ha, 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 ha. And he just made the movie his life.
That's so accurate.
He's the real life villain.
He really is leaning into that he's role really, so much. And I have to start thinking about it like that. Like he's the Joker. He's the fucking Joker, bro. Like he's very much in a lot of ways become the Joker of the scene. You know what I'm saying? And so it's almost like at least you can't say that you wouldn't expect this from Jake Paul right now.
Can you though? Because all of us watch this video.
I was blown away.
Is he out of his mind?
Yeah, no.
I couldn't believe it, bro.
I thought he was sending that to you to test it. Like, you know how you guys send each other videos? Like, hey, what do you think about this? But he just went straight to like.
Who the fuck is guaranteeing a $50
million? $50 million.
Trailer.
Connor Blakely? Like, who the fuck is putting $50 million on that fight?
Oh my God.
McGregor already said he wouldn't do it. There's no way he's doing it, right?
He talked about it?
I thought he did. Or Dana White. Oh, that's what it was.
But man, it's going to be hard to ignore this one. A lot of attention going to be coming towards Connor's way. People are going to want a response. Yes or no, whatever it is, people are going
to
want
to hear. I'd be curious to see if Connor just takes the fighter road on it and just says like, yo, like people make videos all the time, I don't give a fuck.
For $50 million.
That's a different story, but we've seen Jake Paul contracts in the past that people were just like, yo, no one ever saw that. It's not a real contract.
I bet, I don't know. He had that big check.
Whoa.
You saw that big check. Come on. You take that to City National, you cash it right
like
now.
Like Happy Gilmore check. He made every golf
place. You can never cash
give him
the
big checks. Yeah, they were like, sir, Happy, sorry, we're out of the small checks. He's like, I want one of those big fucking checks.
Do you think he's going to get some lash from other fighters? Like, hey, this is your profession. You fight for money. The guy offered you $50 million and you're not... Do you feel like people are going to start saying, okay,
no, not real fighters.
That's a fight you take.
You have to, bro.
But the fighters aren't
going
to say
if
that.
You are Connor and a YouTuber is chirping at you for $50 million, in my eyes, like, yeah, I'll beat your ass for $50
million. 100%. That's called stealing. That's called taking candy from babies. Yeah,
no,
that's fine.
Should.
That's
no,
fine.
I love Jake, obviously, but this one is fucking dumb. Sorry, this one is fucking dumb, dude.
Yeah.
This is how you
Mayweather's better.
This is how you get.
He's saying he's retired, and he also was
Jake, you're crazy, dude. I would never do something like that. And then like fights the best fucking boxer to ever be in the ring. Period.
I would rather fight Floyd Mayweather than Conor McGregor. I'm serious. Conor McGregor is a southpaw. He's bigger than Floyd Mayweather. He's younger than Floyd Mayweather.
He lost to Mayweather.
He's way active. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, okay.
So did everyone else.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He's just a precision striker knockout artist. Floyd is not.
Hey.
Floyd's not. He's just not. He's older. Every day he gets older, every day I get better. And
I
understand the discrepancy
I get it. Well, you know your merch should be denial.
Well, and think about the show.
Denial. Yeah, I know. I get he's the best and he's never lost. And he actually beat up Connor and he's still training every single
but
day.
None of that means anything.
And wait, what was I talking about? Yeah.
But I don't know why. I don't know why.
It's called denial, bro.
No, I don't know why. I would rather fight Floyd than Connor. That's what I'm saying.
You know, we heard you.
No, but.
It's still fucking dumb. He still beat up Connor.
So you would fight Connor if you were me and you had the option?
Yes. Why? Because Connor fucking lost against the guy. So why would you be like, you know what? I don't want to fight number two. I want to fight number one. It's safer.
Me or
what
him?
The fuck?
I don't know, dude. Conor fucking...
Bro, you... Okay, I hate to break it to you. Mayweather wasn't trying when he fought Conor.
Hey, I know.
And guess what? Yeah. He's probably not going to try with you.
Hey, fuck you.
Hey, I'm your best friend, man. If
unfuck you. Unfuck.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're right.
The bigger problem is...
February 20th.
Like, there's a lot of show that goes into the fight before and after the fight. And one thing's for sure... If you're talking about the lead up and the post activities, Floyd's the easier fighter there. You do not want to be sitting across in a fucking table talking about the fight coming up in a week in front of Conor McGregor. That man is a fucking monster.
He's a wizard with the wit.
A
wit wizard. All right. We're going to go back to the program. We had to speak on this. RIP Jake. Jake, congrats though. On something.
Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world.
Not anymore.
I don't know how to say this, guys, but our
two streamies in a row we got.
Nah.
What do you mean?
We only got one in a row.
What are you talking about?
I got one personally, and then the year after we got the best podcast.
We got 2019, 2020 best podcast.
Did we really? No, we didn't, right? I don't think we did.
Stop. I did not.
No, one of those is my personal one.
No, short form comedy.
From 2015.
The Streamy Awards last week, I did not watch the show because I know we got nominated and I know that there's no one else that is like us. Like, there's no, who else could the award? Tiny Meat Gang got it?
No,
did Tiny Meat Gang get it?
No.
H3? Uh-uh. Great shows.
Uh-uh. Jay Shetty.
Has a podcast.
On purpose. One best podcast, 2020.
Did you say on purpose?
That's the name of the show, evidently.
Got you. I'm so sorry.
So he's got a YouTube podcast show.
That's
saying.
Right. Yeah, Jay Shetty is his name. We had him as a guest on this podcast. Really great guy. Congratulations to Jay Shetty. But I gotta say it doesn't feel great, you know, losing again. Something.
It just feels a little bit weird, too, just because of the whole, you know, scoreboard and all with the viewership and the, you know, diversity of guests and the whole conversation.
I was surprised.
I mean, listen, he's pushing for a great thing. Health and wellness, nothing like it.
Yeah.
Nothing fucking it's like great. It. If you're not it's healthy and great. Well, you know, what are you? But at the end of the day, man, it feels like, you
feels,
know.
Feels rigged.
Someone stole the vote. Like election.
I want to recount.
It's rigged.
I think Russia was involved.
Are you fucking serious?
A number
Dylan?
Of hackers were involved. Jay. Well,
I love Jay.
Look, he's great. And if I'm being honest with you, he's providing extreme,
fair
immense fan. Value to people. You
Impulsive
know what I'm saying?
Fans weren't happy about it.
They let him know on Twitter, by the way. They were dogging him. Poor guy. They couldn't even just humbly let Jay win his award. But I checked out his YouTube channel and I was immersed, you know, right away. I saw the type of content that he's making. And boy, it's not like this type of content. He's out there telling
helping
you how to
people.
Be a better person. We're out here talking about
dicks.
Your dicks.
That's it. Dicks only. Yeah. It's just honestly, it was that award seemed indicative of the streamies as a whole. We weren't going to win that award this year. I watched that show and the first thing I noticed was, God dang, this is a poor representation of the YouTube community as a whole. I'm sorry. I'm just going to fucking say it, dude. Like, I'll speak for myself. I don't want to drag you guys into this fucking quicksand, dicksand. But it seems like the Oscars, like all the other award shows, they are more concerned with just straight inclusion, that they don't care about the show or the direction or representing the community as a whole. It seems like they used an incestual cast of characters every single year. David Dobrik, Liza Koshy, Lily Singh, and that's kind of it. Like where's the UK? Is the UK not like invited?
Oh,
like,
oh yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it just seems very.
Where are they at though?
I don't know.
I hear what you're saying. Inclusivity is always good.
Fantastic.
But there might be a. I don't know. Because I do hear what you're saying. The agenda of the streamies, I don't know if it was actually geared towards
representing the YouTube community
in a fair way.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I know this is tricky.
Some of them spot on, dude. Like Mr. Beast won Creator of the Year, which I
traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today.
Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thought it was 1,000% accurate.
They deserved it last
right?
year, and they gave it to Tana. And so you know, no offense to Tana, but Mr. Beast is a fucking insane. And everybody, a lot of the people that got awards deserve the awards. But all I'm saying is this, like, I deal with these like entrepreneurs and new businessmen all the time. They come up to me and they're like, we've got this new product here, man. It's gonna rival Poland Spring. We truly believe this is the next best water. And I'm like, well, what is it about your water that makes it better than Poland Spring? And they're like, well, let me tell you this. Our headquarters is represented by only two men. The rest are women, three of which are, you know, African. Like, people have started leading with inclusion and inclusivity as opposed to having that as a very important part of the puzzle. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I think I know what you're saying.
Saying like instead of worrying about the product, they're worrying about what people think about the product behind doors?
And the company, and more so the company. They're like, yo, we want to make politics sure that now. We have pandered to every single group as opposed to just putting out the product that best represents the audience and our buyer.
Do you believe it's important to go really far down that road and then it'll kind of level out to a more natural?
Yes. I think it's all very important.
Do you think it's necessary?
I think we may have reached the point of like,
okay.
I personally think we've reached that point. It's just like, it's become just so important to lead with that I think people are starting to forget like, yo, you have to put out a product that is either representative or better than your competitor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. That's just me. But
no, it's all good. Another award that I felt fell into the right hands was my editor, Hayden. Congratulations to my editor, Hayden. Wow. He won the Streamy for editing on my vlog channel for
first one, yeah?
Yeah, his first Streamy for 4 years now. He showed his reaction video. Wasn't even wearing socks. Just at his home.
I saw that.
Popped the champagne with his girlfriend afterwards. Or no, he was wearing socks, no shoes. Excuse me. Excuse me. Footwear isn't my thing. But yeah, congratulations. It was really cool to see his work. I don't know, recognized after working with him for so long. And I know how hard this dude works. He's insane. He's editing a Floyd Mayweather reaction video right now for the vlog channel. Next up, we got a music video coming out, I think later in this week, 2020. I made a 2020 song. Goes like this, 2020, how about you go and fuck yourself? You're the worst hero of all time. Go and pick on someone else. Carole Baskin's in it. Dude.
You secured the bag.
Whoa! You could order cameos. From Carole Baskin. Best $300 I've ever spent in me days. Look at this. I said.
Oh, my God.
Because there's a line about Carole, and I wanted to get her singing the song. And so I requested a cameo of her. And this is what she said. I'm not going to lie. She fired some shots.
Cool cats and kittens. It's Carole Baskin from Big Cat Rescue. Logan Paul, you're not one of the cool cats. No, you were rude to me in 2020, but I am going to show you that I can take the high road here and sing along with your song. You might regret it, though. I can't sing any better than I can dance.
I could pause it right now, right here, like I just did. But I'm not gonna, because this next part's pretty good.
2020, how about you go and yourself? You're the worst year of our time. Go and pick on someone else. I was ready to rock out, and now I'm hitting my rock bottom. 2020, all I want to know. Well, all I want to know is 2021 going to be any better? Stay cool, cats. Mwah.
She said I wasn't a cool cat. She said I wasn't
Do you
a cool
think-
cat.
Is that the world?
Song that's the no I think that was the first time you heard the hook, you know, Carole Baskin singing the hook. But
do you think she killed her husband? Like, does that strike you as someone who
some people would say she whacked him?
whacked him. Do you think? What do you think, George?
I didn't want to like say anything because I didn't watch what was going on. I would just watch the memes and stuff. Yeah. So that's all my knowledge about it is. But
just based off that video,
the one thing that I thought was, I could pay that money. I could pay like good money to listen to her like talk to me to sleep, like tell a bedtime story. Her voice was just like. Oh. I was like sleeping listening to her. Really? Also, you spent $300 on a person that might have murdered their husband.
Oh, an alleged murderer. Yes,
that's crazy, man.
Alleged, yeah, nice. That's the way to title it.
Alleged, yeah, alleged.
She seems
George.
Very nice for a murderer, right?
Hold on.
No, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
I'm gonna shake my head like I knew what that meant.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Alleged. Like she has been accused of it. We're not sure. You know, she hasn't been convicted, but
well, she did kill that song though.
Wow. Absolutely, you're so far.
She fired some shots, but you know, she did take the high road. Music video is coming out hopefully sometime this week.
That's exciting. Yeah, you shot that all day yesterday.
Yeah.
Lai put out that video on my YouTube video on my YouTube channel last week talking about you leaving YouTube forever. And people were upset about it, bro. There's a lot, I mean, rightfully so. There's a lot of people that are upset, but it looks like you're going to have another video on your main channel before the end of the year.
Yeah. And like I said, we got the Floyd Mayweather like announcement. Like, how did this fight come to be? What were my original thoughts type stuff? Nice scripted video coming. Yeah, I haven't quit YouTube. I'm here.
Also in that video, I tried to set you up with a...
Michael, you ruined me.
With a girl.
You ruined me, Mike.
With Val Correct.
You set the internet on fire with this. You really pissed off the gamers.
I don't think it really reached like a fever pitch. I think it was all just a misunderstanding. But basically, for anybody who didn't see it, I ran into Matt Nadeshot, friend of mine at 100 Thieves headquarters, did a little walkthrough and a burger testing there. And I, you know, in a very relaxed way, brought up the idea of Logan and Valkyrie potentially having a meeting of some sort, and that Logan was, you know, semi-interested in the situation. She did not take too kindly to that. I don't think she was also, she wanted to make it clear, she wasn't like super upset about it either. She just thought it was...
She wasn't happy with your actions.
Yeah.
Like, well, you're unprofessional. You asked her boss about her dating life.
Yeah.
Oh, that could be a problem.
And you brought, you
dragged you.
You ruined me. I know. And I hate you. I hate you. Look at the headline. Valkyrie hits back at disrespectful Logan Paul dating rumors.
Well, no, there was no dating rumors.
I was confused with that narrative. Well, that part was never a thing.
But
huh?
that was the whole issue. So and I hate touching on this again because there's been six videos.
We should stop.
Really?
I haven't heard about it, so I love this.
really quickly though, the issue was just like me and Matt are friends. And so like she said you shouldn't have talked to my boss about that. First of all, I didn't look at Matt as her boss. Like I kind of figured they like work together. Like me and Logan work together. Like if you ask me a question about like Logan's toes or something, or like this, like how small his dick is, I'll answer you and I won't be offended by the fact that he's my boss. It's not my boss. He's like my homie, my partner. Like Nate and Valkyrie are on the same level.
Could you just fucking say what you said? That'd be great. So we could all be filled in. To the audience that don't understand, what did you say that affected?
I thought I delivered that messaging through context.
The clip made its way on Twitter and she responded to something that like, yo, we need to keep this girl away from the Paul brothers, which they're probably right. She responded, as I just spit everywhere. I hate this. I hate all of it. She responded like, no, never, ever, no. No. And then, so I had no choice but to put a gif, that dude doing the deuces.
Just please pull it up. And disappearing. I love that gif so much.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was embarrassed. And then my friend embarrassed me.
No, but I didn't actually. You didn't really give a fuck, dude. Like,
and then she addressed, look, I had to put this, dude. I had no choice. I'm out. I never want to be seen again. Don't include me.
And that's Mike knowing he fucked up next to him.
But yeah, it's all good now.
We're sorry, Valkyrie. Yeah, I'm sorry on behalf of Mike. And I'm sorry for just existing. This is what I'm going to try to do in real life now. Sorry.
Just evaporate.
Sorry I was ever here. I'm sorry.
Other news coming out this week. Logan, well, I don't know what's more important. We got a little pump in Logan. Logan Paul is getting paid, it looks like $200,000 to fight Floyd Mayweather.
Who saw this?
$200,000. And this started to really catch fire. On Instagram, it was being posted on a lot of different boxing websites. And I looked and I was like, who is reporting this news story? 200 grand they're paying him. 200K to get in the ring with one of the greatest of all time. And I looked, reported by one of the utmost professional reporters in the space, a man by the name of Daniel Keem, also known as Keemstar.
Oh my.
So people are posting the story and they're like, oh yeah, you know, boxing insider Daniel Keem has reported the story. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me right now. So you should see me on Instagram.
No, what was it? 200K, like 2% of the back end. Right, and he got
5%.
No,
million up front and 5%.
No, I thought he got 50%. Floyd got 50 and I got 5. Yeah.
But here's the problem, and we know the internet is you know ruthless for this, or you know does this all the time. You know the comments are all like, "Wow, I would have thought he would have got more." Nobody had it in their mind to say like, "Wow, maybe Daniel Keem is not the most utmost reporter on boxing news." You know what I'm saying? Like, did anyone fucking think of that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they were just getting right into the news and they just kind of forgot about everything. Nice.
Everyone's talking about the money for this fight. Everyone wants to know, you know, what got Floyd to do this fight? Was it the money? Floyd Money Mayweather, is that what he liked about it? Did he like his cut on the back end? I'll say this, you're way off with your estimates, but you'll never know.
Oh no, I actually told him on my last my last Twitch stream.
My manager would kill me if I said this. I probably would have done this fight for free. Straight up for free.
Maybe that's why when people read the number, they think it's possible because they're like, yo, he's getting so much like free press and love out of this, and it's such a life-defining moment.
Iconic, you know? Opportunity. Dude, this is some legacy shit. I would have done this for free. This is the coolest thing in the world. I get to grace the ring with one of the best boxers of all time and attempt to take his fucking head off. That's cool to me. I'm excited about that. I didn't take it for free. I'm gonna probably make a good amount.
Eight figures. I'm sorry. I'm fucking like, you're not gonna say it. Fuck, bro. Like, eight figures, bro. Yeah, count it up.
I could buy so many Pokemon cards.
My God, you're making 60K? You're like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I could buy so many Pokemon cards, man. First edition Charizards just set a new record. $369,000.
Stop.
For a 10. $369,000.
I understand people are rating them and pricing them, but who's actually buying them? Did someone buy it for that price?
Yes, it sold for that amount.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm telling you.
I hate to shit on that whole beautiful space right now, but if you're getting in at the $369,000 price point, you're holding the bag.
I think it's going to go up. Actually, I know it is.
To what?
Michael,
bro.
Unlimited.
To what? It's unlimited?
Unlimited. There's no ceiling for Pokemon. As long as Charizard keeps shooting Flamethrower.
That just seems crazy to me. I'm sure Daniel Keem has some thoughts on it. Speaking of life-defining moments, getting the ring, Floyd Mayweather, $10 million. Our co-host, Georgie, is a stand-up comedian.
I can't believe it, George. Congratulations. We talked about it last week. George went to Arizona to do his first stand-up comedy show, opening up for Joe Coy, professional comedian who we had on this podcast, very famous, very successful comedian. You opened up for him at a show in Arizona for, what, 500 people, 500-person venues?
We did 10 shows.
Okay. Wow. But you originally were only there to do four.
I was only supposed to do one. Oh. I was going to do one because obviously like it's not something I've never done before. I was really fucking nervous.
Yeah, sure.
But dude, when I got on that stage, I was like, oh, fuck, this is my lane. This is my life.
You knew it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like to set expectations because talking in front of people is scary enough. But trying to be funny on like fucking, all right, be funny. And everybody's like, I paid a lot of money. You better be fucking funny.
That sounds like a nightmare.
It was terrifying. It was the first time I've ever gone up. And right before they called my name, like I was pushing down my throw up because that's how nervous I was. And I just went up, bro. And I just like, I blacked out and I watched myself back. And then the owner came in with the partners and they were like, there's no fucking way that was your first time.
Amazing.
And so, yeah, dude, it was an experience. Like it was really, really humbling to like, I got to perform and then right away saw one of the greatest comedians performing.
Who's also become your mentor.
He will yell at me now. Like he'll like, for example, I'll give you one example. Like he's like, don't fucking crowd work. Do not fucking crowd work.
What's crowd work?
When you get on stage and you lean on the crowd So like, I'll be
you pick on people.
Yeah. I was not allowed to talk to anybody.
Why? Come on. That's my favorite.
He knows that I could do that. And I could do that. And he knows I could do it. And he's a G at it. Like if you watch him, like, holy cow, I watched 10 shows of him.
So he does it.
Bro, I watched 10 shows and I swear to God, bro, I've never seen anybody move that quick mentally. Every 10 shows, not one joke was repeated.
Wow.
This guy, I was watching him and I was like, I will never be able to fill his shoes. Like he was on a whole fucking different.
Dog, that's not true. He's been doing it forever.
I know, God
will. You know how good you can get at something if you just do it?
He told me, bro. Like he was gassing me up. He's like, yeah, you got it.
It just takes time.
Yeah, it's gonna take time.
Why does he not want you to crowd work? That's like
because he knows I could do it. So he's like, I don't want you to rile anybody but yourself.
Oh.
So that way, if I have a tough crowd or say somebody doesn't want to work with me, like I'm a established comedian. I don't lean on the crowd to give me material.
Interesting.
So like I went up there and I was just telling stories and I taped all of my takes and from the first take to the last one, I'm like, crazy different.
You could see the improvement?
Yeah, in the beginning, like I was still making people laugh like crazy, but you could tell I was nervous because I was talking really quick and I was like telling my stories. And he's like, yo, chill the fuck out.
Good.
Yeah, and he just gave me a bunch of notes. Like every day he would break me down. Like he's like, well, you did this, don't do this, blah, blah, blah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Did you feel like you were in some sort of flow state up there yet?
I felt like it was my brand new, like let me give an example. When I met you, I was doing music and I was doing everything. And then you were like, you sat me down. You're like, hey, I'm going to develop you online and I'm going to build you. And this is the lane you're going to be and you're going to be successful at it. Mm. And so I was kind of like the silver spoon of social media, but I did my work and I got there and this is my life now. And he was doing the same thing. And I felt the same way how you were mentoring me in the beginning.
Very cool.
And I was like, oh, this is my new chapter.
Yeah.
This is my new chapter.
I think that's really exciting for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're so natural at it, man. I told you this. This isn't an overnight thing. No. I would plan on doing this for the next decade.
Yeah.
And in 10 years, you'll be selling out stadiums.
God willing. It was so fun, dude. Yeah. It was really this moment. This is how I knew I was going to be successful in it. And this is it. When I was doing it and I'm like, man, I could perform in front of 3 people or 3 million people. And I would, it's just the adrenaline of pumping in front of people, bro. Like it's not like a camera. Like we could cut this, but like hearing the crowd fucking roar.
Live.
Or when I say something that's like too much and they're like, ooh, but it's just like, it just gives you energy, bro. Like,
but you feed off that shit.
Oh God, I loved it, bro.
Every time, everyone knows this about you, George. Like we call it the George Show. The harder people are laughing, the funnier you get.
Yeah, cause I feed
you
off.
You too, you do this too. It's like a compound effect that like both
the energy
you guys
fucking blow, it just feeds into. It turns you into a monster. What was going on with did they cancel COVID down there in Arizona? They could just do shows and shit? Because we can't even eat outside
here. Yeah. Bruh, they were like...
How crazy. Bro,
6 feet, it was like not even 6 inches.
It's just shit. It's so... The current state is so weird. I actually was thinking about this the other day. COVID is worse than crack cocaine. COVID is worse than crack cocaine. I'll tell you why. Let me explain this to you. When I was smoking crack cocaine, I was invited home for Christmas. Now, given everybody would hide their purses, they would hide their bags, they would put their cash away. The presents couldn't even come out to the Christmas tree until they went directly into the hands of the person opening them. They had to be delivered like by armed guard because I would pawn any fucking set of golf balls, socks, whatever I get my fucking hands on, bro.
Oh my God.
I was dangerous. But my mom said, I love you so much, you crackhead son. You come home, you eat the fucking ham, you crackhead. And I'll go home every fucking year. I was there every fucking Christmas. My mom called me this Christmas. I'm not even a crackhead no more. She said, you can't come home, motherfucker. You ain't invited. Too dangerous. Too fucking dangerous, bro. You can't come back. You can't come home. I see my mom every Christmas since I was zero. Well, one. I don't know. Fuck. But do you hear what I'm saying to you right now, bro? There are people that have been going home all fucked up, meth and shit, and now they can't go home because the families are like, yo, you're going to kill baby Chasey, bro. Because you could get sick, bro.
Yeah, no, Arizona doesn't give a fuck, bro. Like I dead ass was like, what's up, Arizona? You guys are open, and they cheered for like 11 minutes. Bro.
Whoa.
They're like, nah. Purposely sneezing on each other. Dude, like they're just like fuck it.
It was fucking gross, bro. They were sharing drinks and fucking.
Wow.
I was like, guys, like no, like let me put it this way. If one person in that room had it, everybody got
so
it.
So let's be like, honest, let's be. I'm not gonna say that actually. That's fucked. And Texas, like, is it like a South thing? Like,
I don't know, bro. They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck. I know like 3 people while I was visiting. They're like, yeah, I have COVID. They're just going to stay inside for a couple days. I go, no, fucking weeks, motherfucker, weeks.
Did you see him in person or those people?
No, fuck no.
Oh, okay.
No. I had it. And guys, I'm starting to get, I still can't smell anything.
Guys, this is what I'm, did you hear what he just said?
I still can't.
It's been 6 months.
Yeah,
I
swear to God.
Here. We have a 2-minute test. Let's do it live.
No, we do have a test.
Ooh, we should.
Wait, can it go in my nose?
Yeah, No. It's blood.
Grab the butt one. Hold on a second. It's all fun and games until George tests positive right here, right now.
Well, that's fine. I just go home and quarantine myself. Listen to me for a second.
But we're being responsible.
Your smelling is still affected?
Yeah, no, dude, it's sad. I've never got to smell what my puppy smells like still.
Ever?
Never.
I do want to be clear that we're off the jokes.
On my mom's life.
Because there's a lot of people out there that are very much like Arizona and are you know, the fucking death rate is fucking 0.02%, man. Like, I can go to fucking club and have drinks with my friends.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, guess what, dude? You're not ever going to smell your fucking friend's hair again. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
No pheromones for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Bro, are you being fucking dead on?
It hasn't affected me just yet. Hey, that's
seems
the
a
lights.
Ridiculous.
It hasn't affected me just yet when it comes to like mental state, because like I thank God I could see and hear. I think those are the two things that are like, if I lost any of those.
Okay, but if you had to lose one, which would it be and why?
I would want to lose my hearing.
Like, you want to lose your hearing? Because
if I had to choose, like, I don't want to.
Oh, I'm just saying. You made it sound like it was something you desired.
You'd want to keep the visual.
Yeah. Just so I could see and not hear you guys. I feel like listening to Mike and you.
So you'd rather look at me?
When you guys, yeah.
What the fuck are you saying?
You're a
George?
Beautiful guy.
Is it the nose that does it for you? Listen to me.
Is it the nose
you'll
that
never,
does
bro, you'll never smell. The only way I could see this would be good and you have a girlfriend, so it'll never happen, is if you got like a hooked up with a chick with like a stanky box and you were just hooking up there and she's like, I'm really sorry, like I have a yeast infection this week, and you're like, I can't smell nothing. I smell nothing.
My girlfriend can literally shit on the floor and I have no fucking idea. Like, zero.
I'm so glad she's not paying attention.
Yeah.
Let's go can over you zoom to George's her, girlfriend like? With a dog. It's important that we see exactly what's going on over there.
I was talking about you shitting.
Don't worry about it. You can watch the episode on YouTube.
Do you want to know why Tommy's sad right now? Because he just found out his dad has never smelled him before.
Yeah, dude.
It's like it was breaking news to him.
So we don't know the long-term effects.
No, but there is one effect that scares me. So every once in a while, like every 3 days, the whole day, I would smell something like fucking gross.
Oh, I've heard that. I've heard that.
Gross.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew. Yeah. Like there's I'm not kidding, there's days out of the week where I will not eat anything because if I smell anything, it'll make me gag.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's,
see,
that's,
I don't want that
you
shit.
Just smell farts every 1 in 3
no
days.
It's worse, bro. It's that, fucking worse.
And it's like, yo, and let's be
it's
honest,
like a porta potty, like everywhere.
Let's be honest, there would never like be a worse farts. Time to get COVID than like the week before the vaccine comes out. Like if you
I ain't taking that shit.
So let's talk about it.
Fuck that.
Pfizer shipping them out.
Two companies.
On fire trucks, approved. On airplanes. Vaccines are arriving in Canada, I think, some of the first shipments.
I think the UK is under.
If I got a FedEx from Jesus Christ himself, maybe. But like, nah.
You're not going to take the COVID vaccine.
No, fuck no. I'll tell you why.
Well, now you have the antibodies.
Well, no, right, but right? Supposedly they're only good for 6 months. Hold on. Can we set this up a little bit more too?
Yeah.
So the UK rushed approval before the US. They and got, you know, an earful from the FDA, and the FDA said, yo, you pushed this too fast. UK gets it approved. Now the FDA goes and approves from Pfizer as well as another company. And I believe the rollout has started, right?
Has, like
people
are
actually
indeed.
Getting
30,000 or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And I know frontline workers first.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Frontline workers and, of course, the White House staff, which, you know, people are fucking up in arms about because, you know, they want to go to events. They want to go to an Arizona to see Joe Coy perform. And now they're all getting vaccines before fucking doctors and nurses, right? I've been seeing some of the side effects.
Well, already?
Hold on.
Not, well, not personally. I've been seeing them online. Bell's palsy is one of the side effects that the people that were involved with the clinical trials is facing. Can you pull up?
Wait, did they say they couldn't trace that it came from that?
Vaccine Bell's palsy, please?
What is Bell's palsy, by the way?
A condition that causes the temporary weakness or paralysis of the muscles in the face.
For how long?
Pull up vaccine Bell's palsy. I'd love to pull up the exact situation I was reading about here.
Why you shouldn't worry about getting Bell's palsy?
I guess I'll just go fuck myself.
It says you won't get it. Why you shouldn't worry about it? Or maybe you will get it, but you just shouldn't worry about it.
Oh, four people out of the 22,000. Scroll down. There may be a picture of the people that got the Bell's palsy.
No, there's no chance. No chance. I'm like, look at me. Grab a pic while you're at it.
No, the pictures of the people exist.
Wow. Okay.
But so it is temporary.
It is temporary.
And someone also asked me this. I don't know if it's fucked up, but do people who have if you already had Bell's palsy, and you got the...
I see where you're going with it.
Would it reverse it?
I say drop it. Yeah. It's a touchy
Hold
one.
Hold on. But it says this is consistent with the expected rate in the general pop, and it's a not strong enough correlation to prove any causal connection.
Got it.
Connection between the vaccine and the condition. So maybe it's not a cause.
Okay, so why don't you want to take the vacation, the vaccination? why don't you want to take a vacation?
I don't know, man. I don't... I'm scared of that shit, dude. I like my body to heal itself. And if I'm healthy enough, like I had it and I recovered from it, I'd want my body to do its thing on its own before science comes in.
I'm going to say that.
You're an anti-vaxxer.
I hate you're an anti-vaxxer. You are.
Oh, no. Well, here's the thing.
Polio vaccine?
I think if you're scared and you want to get it, then by all means, please God, go get it.
This is coming from the dude that got chickenpox last year.
I got chickenpox?
Did you get chickenpox last year?
I did not get chickenpox.
I made it up.
Oh.
You should have just agreed with it. Went with it.
I lied.
It could have been a cool story. But listen to me, dude. Anti-vaxxing, that's scary, bro. It scares a lot of people. What if you risk, like, you know, you're just hanging out at a fucking playground? You probably wouldn't be, would you? Because you're older.
Are you saying, like, if God forbid I gave it to somebody? Okay, if somebody was scared of getting it, then they should get the vaccine. I think anybody who's scared of it should get the vaccine. But if I choose to not want the vaccine and I catch it, or somebody else who chooses not to get it catches it, that's their responsibility. They chose that life.
What if you give it to someone and they die, and it's someone's grandmother?
I mean, listen, bro, I could be driving and accidentally hit a red light and kill somebody.
So like, why not smoke crack?
Because I don't like it.
But what if you just run into a car accident?
I have insurance.
Have you ever felt like murdering someone?
Never. I mean, that would be fucking weird if I said yeah, and then like a couple podcasts ago, I was like, I wouldn't kill Hitler. They're like, who the fuck?
Right, yeah.
Okay. I don't want to kill anybody.
This is crazy.
Never mind.
It'd probably be you.
Would you feed me to tigers?
Never.
Would you feed them to tigers?
Because you're not a cool cat.
That's why you would feed me to tigers. Great way to dispose of it.
I don't think the tigers could get to you through that jacket.
Can we please stay on this for a second?
If you had to present a card to get into places, to ride the bus, to go to the local theater, to go enter the club,
you
present your COVID vaccine card.
Yeah.
And it became a necessity.
Yeah.
Would you do the vaccine? Strictly for convenience.
I mean, I could probably bootleg one. They're selling fake IDs.
Oh, George, at what point you could just be a...
No, because they'll have QR codes on them. I guarantee they'll have some crazy shit with QR codes on them that you can't just fake IDs, fake COVID vaccine cards.
That's what I'm saying.
I bet the COVID vaccine cards are going to have some sort of test.
Listen, if 15-year-olds could get into a strip club,
right.
I could probably get into it.
You're right.
It sounds crazy.
By the way,
this,
can I get in trouble for saying that?
Everything we've said so far, we're getting in trouble for today. Listen to me.
Fuck.
This is already happening.
Yeah,
there are. I just saw a performer. I think it might have been Bad Bunny. I don't remember who it was the other day. That you would need to show proof of your vaccine to go to his shows.
Yeah.
And so you could actually, if you looked it up, you'd find it. But this is something that the fringe right.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the fringe left has feared for ages.
Yeah, that's the thing. This is the thing they talk about, zombies, for 10 more years.
That this pandemic was going to get created. It wasn't going to have any really serious effects. Like it was going to have a 0.01% death rate, and that the government was going to come out and be like, yo, you know, we've got this vaccination. And then all of a sudden they were going to start rolling out rules. Yo, if you're a US citizen, you know, if you have a green card at first, you'll be deported if you don't get the vaccination. And then it just continues to fucking right. And then it continues to roll. And at the end of it, they're like, yo, like your tax rate is 82% if you don't get the vaccination. Then you find out that people that got the vaccination started acting a little bit differently. People that were outspoken against Trump started all of a sudden not being so outspoken against Trump anymore. It was almost like all of those ideals that they had in their head started to slow down a little bit. And Alex Jones started to play by the rules after he got the vaccine. And Ben Shapiro all of a sudden thought that socialism was good after he got the vaccine, and that he, him was a cool pronoun to use. And all of a sudden, all those people with those crazy ideologies started acting much more
tame.
And it's and I know it sounds crazy.
No, that's the shit that I'm scared of.
So
bro,
you're saying the COVID vaccine is a mind control vaccine
potentially. I mean,
I think of it, God forbid, like this. Like, this is my conspiracy on it. Like, you're injecting these people, but we don't know. Listen, like, how are you giving us something to protect us from something you don't even know about? Like, they don't know that much about it. So how did you find a cure about it? So my thing is, I think this is a, like, this is really fucked up for me to say, but in my mind, it's like population control. I think there's going to be like something in like 10 years from now. And they're going to be like, oh, it's a side effect from that. And then people are just going
to
be dropping.
Okay. Stop. We have to stop right now. And I have to roll this back to where it will be okay. We're having fun. They cannot look at this and be like, yo, they're trying to talk the general gen pop out of fucking getting this vaccine.
Hold on.
And I know you're not, and I'm not by any means.
We can't be the only people thinking these thoughts.
Not.
Come on. Just because we're vocal about the idea that the COVID vaccine could be some sort of mind control vaccine to make you a more tame member of society doesn't mean we're not telling you to take it. Obviously,
oh, I'm gonna get
inject
it.
Your arm
Wait,
with this.
I'm gonna...
with this random medicine that the government says.
Are you gonna?
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
Bro, I've injected my arms.
What if the side effects like a weird you grew a third arm?
Here's why I would do it, because I'm a sheep. And if they tell me, yo, you got to go into the club, you need the COVID vaccine, I'll be like, bad, no problem. Do it right here, right now. I don't give a fuck.
No, but I'm saying.
And it'd be something like Warwick, like nothing even that special. Like
remember the guy.
I just want to see my friends.
Remember the guy in the Matrix.
See my friends. Please.
Remember the guy in the Matrix.
Just watched all three. Of course I do.
That just said, I love the steak. He loved the taste of the steak. And they're like, we could get you out of here. You know, the agents. You don't have to leave here. Bro, and he's like, he wanted to stay in, right? That guy wanted to stay in. He just wanted to be made big in the Matrix. Yeah. Money, all that shit. I'm the same fucking way. Give me the stakes and Matrix me, bro. I don't give a fuck about being a sheep. Me and this kid want to just go to the club.
Bah.
Me and this kid want to go to the club. Bah. If in 10 years, bah, his head starts to fall off, and I got to carry it around in a satchel so we can go in there. I don't give a fuck because it's going to be a Louis Vuitton satchel, bro.
But out of necessity, which is why I asked you, out of necessity, if your life becomes overly complicated because of your stubbornness to refuse to get the vaccine and comply, would you do it?
I mean, listen, I'm not here to cause any problems.
Me either. Me
you
either.
Know what I mean? Like, said
I'm not here to cause problems. Like, I am just worried about my well-being and my family's well-being. So as long, like, if I wait like a year or two and everybody's like, all right, we're good, no one's dropping dead from this, then I'm like, all right, mom, you go first.
Not the mom part, but that I can get behind. I don't want to be the first round.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see if somebody grows like a fifth dick in the first couple of weeks. You know what I'm saying? Like a strange dick that just starts growing out of their right temple. Like if that starts happening, like if Tim Dillon's coming on the show this week.
If he got the vaccine,
he comes and sits down, he's got a dick coming out of his face. I'm not getting the fucking back. I'll join you in your fucking outdoor shed that you're living in.
Why would you want to be a dickhead?
Ooh. You are incredible.
That's why you're funny.
Thank you.
They're pushing the vaccine out to frontline workers and like the military.
Right.
So
Wrong. Stop.
What happens if it fucks up the most important people?
Stop. Let me stop everyone. Danny just made a point. She said, well, this is government shit. They're rolling it out to the military and the first line workers first. So it's got to be safe. Do you know who they tested acid on? Tear gas, mustard gas, the military.
What?
They were the first fucking people that got fucking
marijuana?
Tested, bro.
Yeah.
Every psychoactive drug that's ever been tested.
Cocaine?
All of it.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, I'm going to say
Hitler,
two words.
Hitler started that.
MK Ultra.
Drugs.
It's not a conspiracy theory.
He's a conspiracy theory.
No, I'm not.
And what happens if they inject them with just water and then humans?
No, listen to me.
To test the efficiency, so they do give placebo and they
efficacy.
What if the government's?
I don't know.
If what if the government's on our side? Huh?
They are. I'm not saying it's the case.
What if the vaccine is strictly just that?
It is.
A vaccine it probably is.
COVID-19 virus.
Can I just elaborate real quick, just before anybody looks at me like a crazy person? I'm not saying the government is coming after to kill us. I just say they haven't made enough rounds yet.
For sure.
An Assyrian boy like me, I don't want to die. I don't want to die.
Now you're making sense.
You know what I mean? Like, let the other, you know what they should do? And this sounds really, this is really fucked up, but hear me out. I think they should test it on like the people on death row first. I know that sounds fucked up.
Oh God, George, you can't. Kim Kardashian's.
No, listen, I'm saying like the really fucking, like the Hitlers of the world
really
of like,
people.
The, like the guy who's like, we just found a guy that raped like all these little girls. Like test it on him first.
Yeah.
Like if he goes.
Superpowers and now they're like super villains all throughout the earth and fire.
Dylan, what the fuck did you just say?
Yeah, he's actually making a good point.
Oh, fuck.
What if...
Oh, my God.
This is Marvel.
What if it gives them superpowers?
And the prisoners and they become, break out and
they
start
become
killing
the super villains.
It's a good thing our army had it first then.
Okay, stop.
But what if it doesn't give them superpowers? Now we're back to square one.
Wait, let me go back again really quick.
This is tough.
This is why we didn't win the award, by the way. What the fuck? What the fuck are we talking about?
We're exploring.
Faster than they've ever rolled it out before. And people are like, oh, that's
yes,
scary.
Yes, it is.
Or did it just like, why are you taking so long to roll things out, bro? Help us fucking out.
Yeah.
Help us.
I don't think you can bro the government.
You can. I bro everybody.
With our tax rate, I could do whatever the fuck I want. I could dap them up.
Do you know who the second people that got that MK Ultra tests were? MK Ultra is not a conspiracy. It's documented. Anybody watching this can feel free to look up MK Ultra. The stuff has been declassified. This is real life shit. First people that got tested, LSD, other mind-altering drugs,
Charles
truth
Manson.
Serums. Was the military? Who did they roll it out to next? Based on George's last statement, people in prison. Do you know in the MK Ultra program, they were rolling out acid to black prisoners to test the efficacy of LSD in exchange for heroin. Two prisoners, the U.S. government, two prisoners. Yo, if you take part in our test of this, you know, very small mind-altering drug called acid or LSD. It's not going to do anything. Like, we're just testing it out. We will give you heroin. This happened. Like, think. So,
take drugs
so,
for
hold
more
on.
Drugs.
So,
take drugs for more
so,
drugs.
So, when people start questioning the motives of the government, it's not that far-fetched. This was only 50 some odd years ago that they were testing LSD, not just on prisoners, not just on military, but on random US citizens, pregnant women in San Francisco,
acid, bro. Oh my God.
And just studying the effects. They would sit in, I think it was called Operation Bluebird or one of them. I can't remember which one it was.
Operation Blue Chew, actually.
Nice.
Oh, speaking of that.
Go ahead.
If you like sex, you love BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com offers many performance enhancement for the bedroom. You can get the first chewables with the active ingredients sildenafil or tadalafil. Same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis. BlueChew.com affiliated physicians work with you to find the dosage and active ingredient that is best for you. They can work faster and they can be taken on a full or empty stomach. And the online physician consult is free, so it's cheaper than the other two. It only takes a few minutes to connect with the BlueChew.com affiliated physician. And if you qualify, you get prescribed online quickly. No in-person doctor visit, no awkward conversation, no waiting in line at a pharmacy. They're made in the USA, and they give you confidence in bed every single time. You and your partner are going to love it. Chew it and do it, ladies and gentlemen. Probably only gentlemen. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com. Get your first order free when you use the promo code Logan. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BLUECHU.com. Promo code Logan.
Great read, man.
Thanks. Yeah, it felt good today.
That vaccine stuff is interesting.
This is a super, super interesting conversation.
That's going to touch every one of our viewers. And so it's almost
I just
like,
don't know how you cannot be having these types of conversations or at least thoughts with your friends and the people around you.
May I add one thing before? Because I just want to make this very clear.
Man, you're doing so many prefacing today. Stop with the prefacing.
Well, no,
no, cut the prefacing. That's the fourth time. I'm going to say some fucked up shit. Just say it.
No, not fucked up shit. I just want to correct some shit.
when I said let's do it on the prisoners, I wasn't like line them up and do it unwillingly. Like if they volunteer, that's the
question. So if a serial rapist is like, I'll do it. Like,
yeah. Guy. I like regardless of what he did in his life, I don't want anybody to like torture him. Like, Yeah. I don't
not
believe
big
in
torture.
No. Fuck no.
Yeah, that makes sense. I guess.
So to clarify,
just the vaccination. You know what? That's like his version of me. You know, we've talked about it on the show before. You know,
I always say
the audience always calls
you. You just said you're not big on torture to George.
Not big on torture?
Can't believe it.
Oh. Well, dude, I mean, if it's in the bedroom, a fan of the Geneva Convention for sure.
We should have a torture expert on the show. I'm not even kidding.
That dude, how do you do that type of job, by the way?
No. I'm not a torturer. I'm saying someone who's like studied medieval torture.
I thought you meant what he meant. Yeah. Like we were gonna pull a CIA black site, like a black site.
Oh, we
operative.
Should do that too. We should do that
and
too.
And he comes in, dude.
Huh? No, you. I couldn't torture.
I would take a. I'll say this right now, and I hate to fucking say this. I would take a very, very, very short waterboard. Like, very fucking short. I'm not talking like for this show. For this show,
I wouldn't. We didn't even win a streamy.
We get demonetized.
Yeah. Oh, fucking A. Yeah. Lil Pump has a son. Broke the fucking news of it today. Posted a photo of it and everything.
Lil Pump Jr.
Really Lil Pump.
So that's my question. What is he?
Tiny Pump.
Tiny Micro Pump.
Nano Pump.
Even littler Pump.
Chode Pump.
Or is he a little pimp? As D. Trump called him. There's really no story there.
Nothing?
Nah, I mean, it's been a weird week for celeb. Shia LaBeouf,
having a terrible time.
Dylan shaking his head. I don't want it either. I don't want that smoke.
Wait, what?
Why? Nah,
I love him.
Oh.
Well, not anymore.
Well, no. Well, actually, you know
he's
what?
He's the reason I want to be an actor.
Let me deliver this properly. Let me set you up.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're going to do it. Because of his reaction, because he doesn't know. So Shia LaBeouf was alleged or accused this week by FKA Twigs, his wonderful musician girlfriend, of a host of offenses ranging from sexual battery, assault. What else? I mean. Oh, and giving her an STD, knowingly transmitting an STD.
She called him infectious and not like romantically infectious.
And so when she drops this, then Sia, is that Sia? S-I-A?
Yeah.
The singer?
The singer comes out and says that she also was kind of like swindled into a relationship with him while he was married, I believe, to his old girlfriend, Mia, who's currently still together. Long story short, he's very sick. Like he did. He's very sick. Like and I think Sia even said like you have to feel some compassion for him. And that's not to discount or say that he doesn't deserve whatever it is that is deemed coming to him. But you know he's clearly got some fucking issues, dude. He's got a major mental illness problem, and he's got major substance.
He does. He does.
Well.
He's open about that too. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, his whole movie, what was it called again?
Honey Boy.
Honey Boy. Well, we watched it. It was fantastic.
I know.
FKA Twigs was in that movie. I think that's where they met.
Oh really?
I think so. Yeah.
So this is God, I hope this is why I hate being on the podcast, because I voice my opinion and just gets annoyed.
Well, another preface. Just saying.
I'm okay with them.
These are touchy subjects, bro.
Well, just fucking say it, dude.
Here are my thoughts.
Yeah.
I've learned very quick from being like behind the scenes and watching in front of the camera. When it comes to relationships, I feel like when they go public, there's a lot of one-sided things. So I don't know what he did, and I don't think at any point should he ever be disrespectful or harmful to a female.
Yeah.
But if a girl, Sia said that she was messing with him while he was in a relationship, to me it's like, what are you doing?
No, he had conned her. I don't think he was very upfront, I guess, about the fact that he was still with... Dylan's calling it being a dick, but I think it's more in this situation, it's criminal. I mean, I think when it becomes criminal, being a dick is just the lesser end.
Hey, we've seen this story before in Hollywood. How often do we see some fucked
all,
up shit
all
like
the
this
time? I mean, Johnny Depp is the biggest case of her now.
Who knows what's going on?
And that's an absolute disaster. But I think the way that it was approached, especially by Sia, is like, and also by Shia. I mean, Shia was, you know.
Yeah,
his statement is pretty clear. Yo, like, I'm not gonna. Yeah, Look it up on Google. Jake Paul, classic Jake Paul line.
You want to know something?
Google it.
Look it up. Google it. Shia LaBeouf responds after allegations surface in lawsuit about hurting women shooting dogs.
What?
I'm not in any position to tell anyone how my behavior made them feel. I have no excuses for my alcoholism or aggression, only rationalizations. I have been abusive to myself and everyone around me for years. I have a history of hurting the people closest to me. I'm ashamed of that history and I'm sorry to those I hurt. There's nothing else I can really say. Accountability, I guess. Right.
I mean, the only thing I would have added to it, because I've said things like that myself in my past, and not online, but to people that I've hurt. And generally, it's nice to have some sort of indicator that you're willing to do better.
No, I'm against that, bro. If you know it and you're not acting on a way to fucking fix it, to me, it's like that's a fucking moot point.
What if he starts acting to improve now?
I'm always down when people want to like make a change in their life, but I fucking hate when people know that they're doing something wrong and they use that as an excuse. Like, get your shit together. You shouldn't be hurting yourself or people around you.
But that's precisely what I'm saying. Yeah. That's why I think it's important that you either make a statement to or start to do better.
You have to start.
Like if he puts this statement out and then 6 months, because he's been fucking up for
years. Since Transporters.
Assaulting people, beating the fuck. So like you see this apology come out. And I think the biggest thing that upsets people about either Hollywood or even when you deal with someone who has an addiction and you've heard these stories before.
There was no promise to improve in there.
That's what I'm getting at.
So his accountability is actually super empty because all he's doing is going, yeah.
He's apologizing, which is great, but
no,
he,
no, no.
But he didn't.
No, no, no. I don't even think.
No, he did. No, he didn't really apologize.
He apologized.
Yeah. Like I'm fucked up. What do you want? Exactly. Exactly. And so like, but what it does is it's kind of smart on his part because it buys him sympathy. And he's like, I never said I was going to do better. He's like, I never said I was going to do better. You saw my thing. It just said I did bad before.
You saw my thing.
I didn't say I was going to do better. So I'm still doing bad. I'm still running on that energy. You want me to do better? When I'm going to do better, I'm going to tell you, yo, I'm going to start doing better. I'm not going to do better yet.
Accountability is cool.
I ain't getting that vaccine.
Accountability is cool, but that's 50% of the battle.
What's the other
50%? You got to work.
Bro. If I could wake up every single day and be like, oh man, I'm sorry for being a piece of shit. But like, if I'm not going to fix that, like that's bad. It's not a good thing.
100%.
And if you have two people coming, I don't know.
And by the way, it's not 50%. It's 99% is what you do. Saying sorry is great, but doing it again is everything. Actions speak louder than words. That is one of the most important fucking things. Like how many times, you know, these serial fucking cheaters, bro. I'm gonna do it. And they keep fucking doing it, bro.
It's because they're empty promises.
It's about actions, bro.
And
here's
my like shit on it, because people are gonna be like, well, George, you don't know. Like he's been in the industry for so long.
Sounds like a preface.
and that flew by your head, but you wouldn't have noticed if you didn't tap.
I totally would have.
Oh, damn. So what I was saying is, I forgot what I was saying.
That's okay.
People are gonna be like, oh, yo, he's been in the industry since he was a boy and blah, blah, blah. Okay, like I said, accountability. Why the fuck are you still in the industry?
If it's destroying you,
why are you doing another movie?
It's hard to switch something when it's all you know.
I don't give a fuck if you're a shitty person.
But it's hard. He's saying it's definitely hard. Bro,
it's not hard to not do another fucking movie. It's not hard.
That's untrue.
If it's breaking your mental and health, it's not hard.
What if we found out it's hard to break any pattern?
No, it's not. By the way, I'm not saying stop forever. Get your sanity in check and then come back to work. Don't fucking be like, oh, I have a problem and then go to set and keep. Listen, and I'm saying this because I love the guy. I've never met him personally, but I love his work. I hope that he succeeds in life. But that excuse of, hey, this is how I am. Fuck that. If that's how you are, keep it in check. Go fucking fix yourself.
Yeah.
Get your shit in order.
You're right. Come back
to work.
No,
because I want to see him in movies. I fucking look up to him. I love that shit.
Yeah, you're selfish.
George is mostly right on it, or 100% right. Like, yo, at the end of the day, like people taking that as that apology and saying like, all right, that's enough for us is enabling. That's enabling, bro. That's not like, yo, at some point this dude has to go get help, long-term fucking help. Like if he has to go to a 90-day fucking rehabilitation facility and put, like George said, put movies on hold. I mean, listen, here's the deal, man. When you're in that situation, you're either going to do 90 days in rehab or eventually you're going to do the 90 days in jail. You know what I'm saying? Hasn't he already done? He's done a bunch of time, right?
Yeah. God forbid, dude, it end up worse. That's what I'm saying. Like, oh man, it's no judgment, no nothing. Yeah. But like,
I hope he's 60.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
the help that he needs.
I pray that he's a talented motherfucker, bro. Talented motherfucker.
Speaking of talented motherfuckers, let's play a game.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're nearing the end of 2020. Been a crazy year, a wild year. We're gonna play a game called Guess the Google.
Dude, before you start that, do you remember the soundboard?
Yeah.
Then you would say, let's do a segment.
Yes.
Let's do it, guys.
There you go. Yes.
Yes. And I had it.
Got rid of the segment. And we're getting rid of a lot of things on the set, too. 2020 is going to be a big year. We're a full revamp on the set. But we're going to play a game right now called Guess the Google.
Google.
Tell me which one of these were the most searched recipes of the year, the top searched recipes of the year: the Dole Whip, Disney Churro, sourdough bread, IKEA meatball, whipped coffee, hamburger bun, chaffle.
I already know. I already know.
What?
What do you got, George?
I got my money on Disney Churro because it's shut down and people are like, "How do I get to the happiest place without leaving my house?"
I'll go with Dole Whip just because of the way you emphasize
it. It's the chaffle.
No.
It's a
well, that's according to the sheet that you gave me, fucking Dylan. No. You said here, chaffle.
Scroll down.
Dylan.
No, I think
fuck
he,
you.
And that's what a chaffle is. Like, yeah, he was helping us.
Exactly. Dylan, sourdough bread?
Yeah,
I refuse to accept bread. That, isn't it?
Next fucking question.
Fuck this. Fuck you, Dylan.
Can we just agree that I was right?
Yes.
Thank you. Top searched why of the year. Oh my God. Why is there a coin shortage? Why is TikTok getting banned? Why is everyone buying toilet paper? Why were chainsaws invented? Why did COVID have two numbers?
I would say the last one would be my guess. I would say the last one. It's either TikTok or Kobe.
I would say it's either TikTok or the toilet paper, but I'm going to throw my money on.
Oh, fuck. You gotta make it
TikTok,
a little
TikTok, 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 TikTok.
Evidently, it's why was the chainsaw invented?
Dude, fuck you. Fuck you all, dude. That's not true.
This does seem like a year where people would be interested in something like that. How wait, the tool wait, was wait, used wait. During childbirth and the Scottish doctors who first made it.
I'm sorry, what?
What?
How is that literally possible?
Two Scots created the chainsaw way back 1780. The chainsaw was originally invented to assist in childbirth.
Oh, well, it's a great tool for
before
for
the cesarean section, I was a C-section, became common practice, all fetuses had to pass through the birth canal. Inevitably, babies can become stuck if they are too large or in breech position, which is when they lie feet first in the womb instead of the usual head first position. Back in the 18th century, if a baby couldn't fit through or if it became stuck in a pelvis, parts of bone and cartilage were removed to create space, medically known as symphysiotomy.
Oh, God.
To make the process easier, two Scots surgeons invented a chainsaw. Fuck!
Could you fucking imagine? The baby's stuck. We see the head doctor. The baby's stuck. Through a fucking femur. What the fuck is going on with the Scots, dude? George, what the fuck is going on with Scottish people? Who would chainsaw a baby mama? You know, Future has six baby mamas. I shit you not. I know you weren't expecting that.
All right, check it out. Top search definitions of the year: quarantine, antebellum, entanglement, biggie pack, simp, furlough.
Wow.
I googled furlough once this year. Everyone getting furloughed. I got to Google it.
I'd say WAP.
You're right, my friend.
Nice.
You're WAP. You're right.
I was gonna say WAP.
Your WAP is right.
No, you weren't.
That's how you play. Guess the Google.
Oh, we're done.
Why don't you just go ahead and do that? Like you just did. That was great.
That
cool.
Game, I don't like that game.
Because well, you were
cool.
Wrong every question. That's no problem.
I don't like losing.
Neither do we, dude.
Nah, I'm fine with it.
Who'd you lose the other award to that wasn't the Jay Shetty one?
Someone.
Oh, Emma James.
No.
Emma Chamies. She got first person.
First person, yes, she did.
And deserved it. She's great. She's amazing.
What the fuck is up with her videos? How are they
so entertaining, dude?
Here we are.
They just capture you.
Yep.
They just take you in.
You're gone. Back in the saddle.
There's what?
She's funny.
You know, yeah. No, just speaking of great creators.
Oh.
David D has done it again.
What'd he do?
David D has done it again.
That, how, I can't what that dude does is puzzling at this point.
Well, what'd he do?
David Dobrik created what is called the $100,000 puzzle. This is brilliant.
Amazing.
Check this out. It's a puzzle that costs $30. Buy it for your friends for Christmas. They're not going to ship till January 25th. We bought one. But buy it for your friends, right? Buy it for yourself, $30. And the puzzle is a QR code, right?
Like
QR
once codes, you complete
the,
it.
The square is the, at restaurant when you scan and the menus come up now. The puzzle is a QR code. So once you complete it, you scan the QR code and it tells you how much money you won. Anywhere from 25 cents to the grand prize of $100,000. He has just over 100,000, I think this was the number, just over 100,000 puzzles at $30 each. That is a quick $3 million bag for our friend David D. I don't know what the cost of goods is.
Here's the issue. So I reading an article here.
No.
David Dobrik has only sold 4,200 puzzles so far.
That was in the first 30 seconds.
No, total. This article is written here by Puzzle Insider Daniel Keem.
You're on Twitter. You're not even.
question.
Who is just really good with numbers.
Is that illegal? Isn't that a form of gambling?
Not if you add an entry without purchase.
You can mail in an entry.
You can mail in an entry without. Oh, shit. Were we supposed to? Fuck. Stop. No, you plan to lead me into this. Did you lead me in? You fucking scumbag.
You're a piece of shit.
You just told David Dobrik's millions.
No, buy the puzzle. I bought it. I'm trying to win the 100K. Can you fucking imagine?
If you
I'll never solve it, dude. I'll never solve it. I hate puzzles.
Oh,
the corners first.
We're doing them right now. We've been doing puzzles, me and the GF, bro. They're actually really fun.
Do my puzzle.
I'll do the puzzle for you. If you buy the David Dobrik puzzle, I will put it together for you. You have to play a record player while you do it.
He sold 7,500 in the first hour. Possibly. It means almost a quarter million. Possibly 17,000.
Numbers.
No, I mean, the marketing scheme is perfect, right? It's a fun game. Look, 85% profit margin. Jeez. Fun game. It's fun. More than that. It's fun.
How do you know these? What are you, Daniel Keene?
I took notes.
You know everything.
I took notes. No, but I mean, the kid's just, he's sharp, dude. I even did a Tesla giveaway yesterday on my
Instagram.
Saw
that.
Yeah, Tesla
giveaway. I entered it, by the way.
Oh.
I can't win.
I don't know. I think people would be pissed. I think they'd be upset. But congrats, David D. You done it again.
What's the deal with the Twitter giveaway? Over on your
Tesla giveaway?
Yeah.
We're having Teague on this week to talk about his company, EnergyX. It's really cool. He's part of the renewable energy revolution. And he's the guy. He's the fucking guy who said he's going to let me live till 150. Well, not let me. He's not God, right? But he said he has the tools. He has a facility where he...
Well, it's not open yet.
He aids elderly in living till they're 150 years old.
So basically,
he's got it all.
They take people at retirement age, like 65, 70, wealthy, obviously, affluent individuals who are looking to drastically extend their life here on Earth, obviously, because, you know, where else would you live? By spending money on living at a facility that renders crazy care.
Okay.
Stem cell shit.
Yes,
fucking,
he's gonna talk about all of it.
Lasers.
When is he coming on?
I think this week.
Dude, we have a action packed week of guests. Should we just blow a load right now and just tell them everybody?
Sure. Wait, are we doing this all this week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me know.
We're filming like 10 shows.
Group chat. It's in the group chat. Well, thanks for fucking
tomorrow is Tommy Lee from
Oh my God.
Tomorrow's nothing. The day after is Tommy Lee from Motley. Shut, Dylan. At some point, just let me fucking have it. At some point this week, Tommy Lee from Motley Crue, the America's Bad Boy, probably one of the most sexualized party boys of all. The man, the myth, the legend, Tommy fucking Lee. Whitney Cummings and Tim Dillon, a combo show, which is going to be nuts.
And we actually.
You don't want to tell him on the show.
Were you telling me? Was it a statement or a question? You just said it like this. You don't want to tell him on the show? Like, what was that?
Why are you guys preferencing?
Andrew Scholes will be back on this week.
Wow. Yeah.
Andrew Scholes, yeah. Very comedian heavy week. And then Teague.
Teague, yeah. Strong week.
Strong week. And then, of course, this Boys Only episode that you guys have been enjoying up until this point, of course, where we've.
Y'all fuck with eggnog?
I'd have a cup of it to feel festive.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you some questions.
Sure.
Because you don't fuck with eggnog?
I don't like
it. I noticed your lack of response and enthusiasm.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Ask me again.
You fuck with eggnog?
No.
You don't like eggnog?
Nah, man.
So I'll talk to you.
Okay.
All right. I'll be over here on this side of the table.
No, I'm coming back to you, bitch.
Oh, bet. Okay, cool.
I love eggnog.
Yeah.
I love eggnog.
Of course.
Spiked eggnog, normal eggnog, eggnog, eggnog. We love you, Nagi. I'm fucking with it.
Yep.
Okay. But why is it seasonal? Why is it a seasonal drink? This particular time of year, winter comes around, Christmas time, all of a sudden the eggnog starts showing up. All of a sudden it's in my fridge.
Yeah.
All of a sudden I'm drinking all of it. I'm fiending for it. But why can I only drink it and thoroughly enjoy it during this part of the year? Like, what is it about the winter that makes me feel like this is the drink now? Why do I not drink it year round?
So it's thick. It's got a taste that lends itself very much so to the festivities.
No,
that
see, have you linked taste with time?
Is that where you were going with this question?
I don't know. This is, yeah, honestly.
I mean, listen, like, yo, if you, why can't I can't come up with shit.
Well, like
if you give me a chunk of turkey, like a white breast chunk of turkey, I'm at the Thanksgiving table with my family. I don't give a fuck where I am.
No, it even happens then too.
You give me a chunk of turkey and I'm in fucking Baghdad, bro. I am automatically transported back to be sitting in front of my good old Grandma Jane.
In Baghdad?
I thought you said Baghdad. I was like, is that your family or my family?
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, of course those foods exist. You give me, bro, perfect example. You give me a candy corn. You give me a fucking candy corn in July.
You're right.
And I'm at a swim party.
You're right.
All of a sudden, I got a skeleton outfit back. I'm trick or treat, bitch. Like, I'm at your fucking door. Do you know what I'm saying?
You're right. But like, I'll even go ahead and raise this flag as well. So candy corn is a little
disgusting.
Polarizing.
Also, please.
I fuck with it.
You? Oh my God, dude. Do you like candy corn?
No. I'm a normal human being.
Okay, good. Because this is going to create a problem.
Who the fuck?
Guys, some people.
Come back to me, people.
It gives me a headache. When I eat it, gives me a real bad headache.
It's
so sugary.
Every time I had those candies in my hand, I don't even want to say the word. Anytime I had those candies, I would just throw them at people.
Oh, yeah.
They're good for pelting.
Oh, my
Dude,
God.
So good.
They're shaped like darts.
You have a flag?
No, I my red flag there is also like a candy corn, a candy that I enjoy. How come I only eat it during Halloween? Is it because it's only available during Halloween? Why do I not seek it out year-round?
It's marketed that way, candy cane.
I really love eggnog.
Okay.
There's no reason I shouldn't be drinking eggnog year round. I love it more than, it's probably one of my top three favorite drinks.
Hey man, no one's stopping you.
I've never thought of it.
The question he's asking is valid because when you go to your grocer, like even eggnog is the kind of thing that makes you want to call the supermarket a grocer. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like when you go to your local grocer around Christmas time, 25% of the dedicated milk cooling units are now cooling eggnog. You'll notice that it's hit the shelves in a major, like a Tory Lanez album.
But they still have it year round. They just don't have enough.
Maybe. So what? They got it like hidden behind the Yoo-hoo or some shit?
Well, as a man who's Middle Eastern and my father has a liquor store, I know about shelving. Well, what if it's a higher demand? You're going to get more of it.
No, I get
But they're definitely weirdos like Logan that's going to want it in February.
You can surely order it.
Surely you can
order it from a mass producer.
Eggnog has been causing problems for some time.
Yeah.
Okay. Seriously, I'm not the only one raising these
causing
questions.
Problems.
The eggnog riot. You heard of it?
No. No.
Yeah. Now you have. Sometimes known as the Grog Mutiny.
Oh my God.
The Grog Mutiny was a riot that took place at the United States Military Academy in West Point, New York. On 24th and the 25th of December, 1826, it was caused by a drunken Christmas Day party in the North Barracks of the Academy. 2 days prior to the incident, a large quantity of whiskey was smuggled into the Academy to make eggnog for the party, giving the riot its name. The riot eventually involved more than one-third of the cadets by the time it was ceased on Christmas morning. A subsequent investigation by Academy officials resulted in the implication of 70 cadets and the court-martialing of 20 of them and one enlisted soldier. They found broken plates in the barracks.
Oh. Wow. And also, I heard it was one of the contributing factors to Grandma being run over by a reindeer.
That too. Well, that too. Santa was fucked up.
So there's something else similar to that. I was watching a show the other day on
it's caused a riot, dude. Crazy. The Eggnog Riots of 1826.
The Grog Mutiny. The Grog Mutiny. Oh, God. I was watching a show on Netflix the other day about the 1951 Pont Saint-Esprit mass poisoning.
What?
In France. Similarly, on a random day in a suburb of France, a random suburb of France with just a few thousand people that lived in the town, people started hallucinating in mass numbers, seven of whom hurled themselves out of windows to their death.
Whoa.
And they called it a mass hallucination event. And they're looking back at it now, and the common believed situation was that the bread, the majority of academic sources accept ergo poisoning as the cause of the epidemic, which is a bread poisoning. It's a naturally occurring situation called ergotism that exists in bread when it's produced that could create this kind of madness. Now, they traced back to the bakery. They traced back to the people who worked on the bread, and those people assured that this could not have been the case. So now,
it was the vaccine.
I'm going to full circle your asses right now.
Don't do it.
There are scholars that are theorizing currently in this year, and this is what the documentary was about, that the U.S. government had predated the MKUltra program by testing LSD in Point Saint-Esprit.
You're lying.
Not fucking
you're
kidding.
You're lying.
Entire documentary about it on either Netflix or
I'm you're dead serious?
Dead fucking serious. There's a scholar who believes-
Just that put it in bread. Put it in your local yeast.
Mass test- The U.S. government said, okay, we're going to, they picked a city in France and said, this is our new testing
ground.
Test
failed.
CIA showed up, fucking injected the fucking bread with LSD. People started killing themselves and they studied from afar.
Test failed.
Well, I mean, to what extent?
Well, the death.
That's not, I'm going to say this and it sucks to bring it back. That's called collateral damage. U.S. government says, cost of doing business. Cost of doing business. Seven French people had hurled themselves out windows. But the U.S. learned a shit ton about LSD potentially from this program.
I feel like...
True jumped out the window? Yeah, this Pont Saint-Esprit. They had they called it the madness, a mass hallucination event in 1951. Hundreds went mad and didn't recover for one dude didn't sleep for almost 40 days because of what he saw. He said his daughter was pulling hair out of her mouth that wasn't there and seeing beasts all around her. And he didn't sleep for 40 days. And a bunch of people threw themselves off of fucking roofs and out of windows. Oh my
God. Falls into the category of things you hate to see.
You hate to see it.
Hey, that's terrible. That's like fucking terrible. Just imagine one day we're just leaving the podcast and all of a sudden fucking dragons are in the street. We're like, what the fuck?
The only thing I will say is it's got to be, avoid carbs at all. I mean, do you know what I mean? Come on. Everybody's getting a little bit.
See, he's right. If they were keto, never would happen.
Pornhub announced the removal of all non-verified uploads.
I was supposed to call the girlfriend for a take on it. She just doesn't care about porn. She's filming a podcast now.
Millions of videos on Pornhub taken down in an instant. Do you know why?
This is one of their steps towards becoming a more responsible platform, right?
Yeah, there's some mega backlash about some really fucked up shit that was living on Pornhub, and Visa and MasterCard actually refused to process their credit cards on
shit.
Pornhub. Yeah, so I mean, what does that revenue cut look like?
Beyond like numbers that wouldn't make sense to the average viewer. I mean, tens of billions of dollars probably. What's the average what's the annual revenue for Pornhub right now, or MindGeek in general? Billions of dollars. I mean, the porn industry as a whole is a $98 billion industry.
Yeah, but you can imagine if that cut was massive.
Huge.
Yeah, okay. That's what you're saying,
it's big.
Yeah.
Massive.
Yeah.
But it's
what was it on there that they didn't
horrible,
like?
Horrible. Dude, there's been child pornography. Major, some,
non-consensual.
Yeah, because anyone can upload.
That's crazy. Up until very, the past week, anybody could upload. And also making it equally.
A la YouTube.
Yeah, yeah, similar to YouTube, but I mean, a much different user base. But similarly, you know, traumatic is, you know, the first wave of you know, internet porn stars. Videos were able to be downloaded very easily and then put anywhere else on the internet. And so if you ever want to, so like, you know, I hate to bring it back up, but like someone like my girlfriend who has a past in that industry and would love to do anything in her power to wash it clean and to move on with her life. And, you know, hates the fact that she got put in positions that she did and put herself in some of the positions that she did. You were able to up until very recently, you've been able to download any video and then save it, share it anywhere all over the web. And so what used to be a simple contact trace back to Pornhub to eliminate the main source of that content, it spread like wildfire. And now, so now they've made it you unable to download videos from the website as well.
Okay, interesting. I'm glad to see they're taking the necessary precautions. Also, do you think Visa and MasterCard will ever return? No, right? They can't.
No, they're going to.
Yeah, of course. They'll make so much money.
You think they'll be back?
Yeah, because sure. Think about how much money they lose.
So it was okay, just to make a statement, and then Pornhub took the necessary.
Yeah, because they don't want to be caught in the collateral of it. So
for sure. That's.
Yeah, but they're not going to refuse money, bro.
That world is so dirty, and I know, like, we haven't been doing as much like adult film stars on the show lately, but we should bring on like somebody from the business.
We just had Belle Delphine.
No, I know. But I said as many, because remember when we got off to a crazy start with them.
Yeah.
But like the business side is interesting.
No, my PR team said no more. They said no more.
I remember.
Mm-hmm.
No more porn stars?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
no. They said
no,
it just like that, actually.
But dude, no, but I mean people from the business, not porn stars. Somebody that's never had their dick online. Like actual, like the
it's
business
just such
side.
A dark place.
It's
like,
so bad.
It's so dark.
It's so bad.
I'm okay
so
with
disgusting.
Not promoting it.
No, of course.
No, we're not. We would never.
Yeah.
We wouldn't. I couldn't.
It's
Mike.
It's horrible.
I'm not judging them on their decisions. I just don't want to like put it on a
that's
pedestal.
That's not even the problem. The problem is not the people who are making consensual decisions and who are making money. It's there's just a shit ton of really, really nasty shit that goes on in that world that has to do with sex trafficking, that has to do with agents saying, yo, if you don't do this fucking sex scene, like, we're going to ruin your life. Like, there's a lot of shit that goes on with these girls that they end up having to do stuff that they don't want to do. Like, there's forced sexual intercourse happening in the world of porn. It's a terrible, terrible place.
But porn, I mean, I just think porn in general is not a healthy, like, outlook. You know what I mean? It's going to...
Yeah, I don't think anybody
if you're that. Mentally... I always see it this way. If you're mentally training yourself to like look at, because when you look at girls, you're not looking at one video and calling it a day. You know what I mean? Like you're looking at multiple women and then fast forwarding to your favorite positions and stuff. So you're training your mind to just rapidly go through so many girls. So when you commit to one girl, monogamy is going to be a problem. It's going to be hard.
Yeah.
So like, I don't encourage it. That's why I quit it. And honestly, it's helped a lot. It doesn't make me like, it's sad because like you just train your thoughts to always be so sexualized.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
like even
right.
Instagram, I unfollowed a lot of girls because I'm like, yo, you guys are like posting a little much. Like it's
well, and you and I think and you're so right. You hit the nail so much on the head with that one. Like I think when you're in a monogamous relationship and you see, it never used to be like that, right? Like you would have your wife, you'd go to work, and maybe there's like two, three assistants that you see throughout the course of the day, or like somebody that like you know throws a look your way and you avoid them at all costs, and then you go home and you're back with your wife. But now with the amount of just digital, tantalizing like stuff out there. It's like all you see all day is like people that have been turned into just asses and tits on a screen, you know. And it's wild.
Like Instagram feed in general, it's crazy to me. Like 15, 16, 17 years ago, like that to me was pornography. Like if you grew up and the girls were like,
I remember my dad had a Pamela Anderson spread. There was one like what do they call them?
Centerfold.
It's like a porno. No, there's like a name for it.
Like a Playboy.
It was something like that. Yeah. A magazine in the centerfold. Pamela Anderson. This one folded out, right? Like not just the page one.
That's, you have to buy the magazine.
And she was laying down flat. You saw a little butt crack, just the top, right? And her underwear was just taken off, and her boobs were pressed up against the floor, so no nips. And that was the thing.
Yeah.
That I was like, oh my God, like that was my, that was my masturbatory material.
Fuel for a year.
Forever.
Like, isn't that
I take
wild,
out the centerfold. I love the double flip, man. I'm emphasizing because it was so big.
Yeah.
And now you open up your Instagram page and that's the explore page if you're a pervert.
If you're a model and you're doing like cool, like artsy shots and stuff like that, like I get it. It's art.
if you're a model, that's your body and you want to like promote it. But at the end of the day, it's like, what are you leaving? And I might sound stupid for this. What are you leaving for your husband or your wife? Like what is so sacred or secret for your guys' relationship? If you're
fuck that, bro. Tell your hubby, you can subscribe to your OnlyFans. we had this conversation this morning.
Got it. What is it?
No, it was just like, I said to you, we were talking about this one girl you brought up. I go, this girl has a very poor understanding of what it means to be an Instagram model. Because she was, she was emulating
right.
in the most sexual way what she perceives sexy to look like.
And it's so sexual.
It's
like just like a G-string thong, her in doggy position with just her ass.
Like looking back, like, didn't notice you there. You were behind me looking at my buttocks.
It's basically to like merge both points. It's a fine line. And also at the same time, it's like, you know, I think you hit it right with monitoring your consumption. Because you don't want to tell them not to get money. You don't want to tell them not
to. I have no right to tell them anything.
Right. Yeah. So you're thinking about it the right way. Like if you're a guy or a person who doesn't want to see that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Being a Karen is not the answer. The answer is monitoring your own life and making the decisions and fixes that you need to make to limit your consumption in your own fucking life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. I have this conversation with a lot of Christians because I tell them like, hey, be careful like how you talk to people because you could turn people away from God. Like if you want to live your life in that way, yeah, don't be judgmental. Like people have their own ways of life. If she or he wants to pursue that, God bless them. Let them have their own lane. Just choose not to consume it and also keep it to yourself. The only reason I'm speaking up about it is because I'm on a podcast.
No, for sure. There's nothing wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, for example, I'm in a relationship. I chose to do that.
That was a post-preface.
Suffix. suffix. That's what we call those in the book world. I love you so, both of you so much.
That was a post-preface.
Suffix. He made the point first and then he was like, by the way, the only reason I'm saying this right now is because I'm on a podcast. Suffix.
Georgie, we get it.
That was like, George, that's how I talk off the podcast too.
I'm very.
George belongs in the glossary. Like he should live in the glossary in the back of the book.
Hey, dude, here's the thing. You guys have been on this podcast for like 2 years. I'm very new to like, I read my DMs and sometimes I say stuff that really offends people. And I'm like, dude, that's not my.
Stop trying to please everyone. Dude.
I'm not trying to please people, but I also want to represent, because everybody knows me on the podcast as a Christian man.
Right.
And I don't want to poorly represent Christ. So like I try to preference, because I'm not the best Christian. I'm just working on it.
I had to make this very, very clear on my stream the other day, because people sometimes jump in my chat and be like, yo, why are you so mean to George? Why are you guys so mean to George?
Yeah, you guys are.
Stop. It's because of that statement.
You should see them off the camera.
I go, dude, we are fucking around. We are friends. We fuck around with each other. Like this is don't understand.
Connor Blakely told me we need to change the dynamic between you and George.
I heard that's what like, he said. Mind
Connor who?
He said it's not fun that you guys bicker. And I said, this is fun. I think this is fun. Because in real life,
wait, what? Who says bickering is not fun? That's the best thing ever.
That was my opinion. Yeah. He also said, yeah, never mind.
You can say it. I won't get my feelings hurt.
No, shut up.
He doesn't like me on the podcast.
He says some fucking dumb shit. He's the smartest dumb kid I know.
But he's not it's dumb. He just says
but
dumb
But he says
shit.
That I'm not.
No. About our dynamic. Number two,
we love you, Connor. He listens to every episode.
When you were talking about going through your DMs.
You know, like, even follow him on Instagram. Fuck it.
At Connor Blakely. On Instagram. I don't think he has Instagram. I don't think he has Instagram.
He got no Instagram.
I think it's Twitter.
Follow him in real life. Follow him around.
Learn about branding, brand work, companies, business, entrepreneurial shit. He's even got a book coming. I won't plug that yet. Number two, you said going through DMs.
Not to interrupt you for a third time.
Sure.
He does have an Instagram.
He goes in and out of it.
At Connor Blakely. Here he is. If you want to go get some fucking dumb advice, you can head
over. Can we just say the part? I kind of want to say it.
What?
Are you talking about Kygo or the COVID?
Both.
Number one, he texted Logan and said, hey man, like,
can I see his face?
Hold on. He said, we love this kid. I talk to him all the time. We love him. He goes, hey man, I know you got a big fight coming up and that COVID's a real concern for you. Let me just run this past you and figure out what you think. If you purposely get COVID now, you'll have a 6-month window before you can get COVID again. And so you won't have to worry about it for the Floyd fight.
intentionally
how would you survive
and then get the antibodies so we don't have to worry about it before fighting Floyd Mayweather.
Somebody comes up to you, they go, Logan.
I said, wow, you're fucking dumb.
Where is he looking?
Someone comes
Not
up to
nowhere.
You.
How do you Someone fuck up a selfie?
Someone. You can see yourself in the reflection.
I feel so bad. Go follow him on Instagram.
This, once again, this is called bickering. This is called us fucking with people that we love. This is not a, shot to Connor. We fucking love this
Connor.
Game. Final other note, George.
Yeah.
You said you go through your DMs and you see that there's people that have thoughts or whatever.
Yeah, of course.
And there was another thing that I came up with recently too. And I talked to Logan about this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice preface.
I don't know if that. Fuck! That's my problem.
How about we just stop fucking calling it out? Because it's not gonna stop happening.
I did it a couple times too. No one caught it though.
Yeah, no.
I don't understand influencers, especially the ones that have started to make real money, that give a fuck about what people think, bro. Like I can't. Hear me out for a second.
Wasn't saying anything.
I know, but I heard you thinking. I heard you thinking, and you shouldn't be. You should be listening.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine, bro, you're a massive influencer who is making videos that are fun to make.
Yeah.
You're making money. You're driving around a dope car. You got a hot girlfriend, whatever. You got all the fixings of a dope-ass fucking life.
Cool.
Some dumbass is in your DM with 12 followers. Like, yeah. Hey, George, the way you fucking spoke about this fucking pissed me off,
yeah, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean,
I got to ask you why you care, man. And I cared for a while, too.
I make a fuckload of money. I do. And I'm in the entertainment field, and I would somehow.
Whoa, no, hold on.
Let me finish before you guys always interrupt me. I make a lot of money.
For sure.
And I'm in this industry where I do have a voice that is listened to. But the day that I stop caring about one person because of their life that they're living and their stature and the money that they make, and I judge them on their outlook, that's fucked up. That means I'm not caring for another human being's
opinion. What if I told you that your attempt to care about every Tom, Dick, John, Sally, and Harry's opinion out there could drastically affect your output in this world?
Absolutely.
Imagine going through your fucking DMs and looking at what Jerry from fucking Minnesota, shout out Jerry from Minnesota, thinks about everything you, and by the way, I'm not talking about constructive feedback. I'm talking about like you have a big fucking nose and I'm opening the thing like, Jerry, you don't know what my nose has been through, which is a lot.
I have a new game that hits on that.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, these people, and I'm not saying to turn away constructive criticism. What I'm talking about is like, these influencers that get really tied up in it, and they're like, I can't fucking take it anymore. Canceling my fucking YouTube channel. Do you know what I mean? Snot comes out of their fucking nose. How do you get, like, bro, I don't even give a fuck what people with audiences think about. Let alone people without audience. I don't give a shit, bro.
It's my fucking outlook on it is going to be very cheesy to you guys. And it's the fact that I came into this world naked and I will leave naked. Nothing that I made or have is going to come with me. So if I could talk to as many people and get them ready for my afterlife, then that's how I look on things.
You're telling me you talk to people in your DMs to prep them for your afterlife.
Yeah, I don't people who hate and get mad or they're hurting, it's off of like a fear or like a anxiety, their depression, they're mad. No one lashes out if they're happy.
Right.
So I will communicate with them, and regardless of what they have following wise or money wise, like, I'll have a conversation with you. And mind you, I will walk away if it gets toxic, but I will give it a fair chance to see if they could look at life.
How many people can you do that with?
Until I die, my last breath.
What about a project that makes an impact that covers all of them? I put out a book that shut everybody the fuck up. Like, would you ever do that?
Yeah, I mean, I'll do that and continue to do what I'm, my voice as well. Like, I don't know. I feel like, dude, like, we're on this planet together. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if it doesn't matter what area in life you are.
Stop saying it, making me sound like some
I mean, man, you wrote the fucking book. Shouldn't this be your outlook on life?
Not that. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to minimize. Did you hear that?
What noise just came out of your
Stop trying to make me
I don't know, man. I make internet videos. And
dude, he said it just happened out. He doesn't care anymore. All right, whatever. No, I hear what you're saying. I'm not trying to discount or minimize. I'm just saying, like, how do you, whatever.
It's easy, Mike. I just give a fuck about people's feelings and shit.
No, like, I'm not saying not to, but I'm also, what I'm saying is heavily affected. Like, you do
heavily affected need more help.
Sometimes, no, you. Yeah. You do sometimes get affected.
Yes, of course.
Thank you guys for listening to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. You know, maybe Connor was right about the bickering, boys.
Yeah, listen,
I should have stopped that sooner, but I was busy sucking on this bottle cap.
Yeah, well, stop prefacing. Your preface.
Oh, that was a preface.
Fucking bitch.
Should have just stopped.
Ah, thanks for watching. Hit that subscribe button. Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.